Ned Ledoux. We're talking with Ned Ledoux. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Ned, your new single, Dance With Your Spurs On, off your brand new album, Next In Line, features Corb Lund, our Canadian pal Corb Lund. He's been on the show a few times. Love Corb.
Yeah, he's a real good friend of mine. We got to be friends, you know, quite a few years ago. And so to write a song with him was a real treat because I've always enjoyed his material. And so, yeah, pretty excited about this one.
We're going to debut it coming up, the new one from Ned Ledoux. But first, Ned, I did not know this until I was checking out your bio, but you actually played drums for your dad, for Chris Ledoux, the legendary Chris Ledoux. You played drums for him for about 7 years.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been playing drums most of my life. I think I started when I was seven or something like that. Played in a number of different, you know, bar bands and things like that around Wyoming. And I guess I had just turned 21. And I'll try to keep a long story short, but the way I got into playing with my dad was his drummer, K.W. Turnbow, got in a car wreck and messed his shoulder up pretty bad. And so he only had about 3 or 4 days until the next show. And so that's when Dad said, well, would you like to come out and fill in for K-Dub until he gets to feeling better? And I never sat and thought about it. I just said, yeah. I'm your man. It was pretty neat.
How great was it playing every night behind your dad, who is without a doubt one of the best entertainers of all time?
Man, there's no better seat in the house. Be on the road with him. He was the same guy on the road as he was at home. Mm-hmm. You know, just loved his fans, loved his band, treated everybody as equals. It was just a lot of fun, man.
That's awesome. Ned Ledoux on with us, Chris Ledoux's son. Your new album, Ned, is out now. It's called Next on the Line. The new single's called Dance With Your Spurs On. We're going to debut that coming up. A lot to get to. Ned Ledoux on Radio Texas Live tonight.
Well, Daddy, join the Air Force.
Jonathan Taro, love can find you anywhere on Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Ned Ledoux hanging out with us tonight. Ned, there aren't many songs that I can remember the first time I heard them, and I don't specifically remember the first time I heard This Old Cowboy's Hat from your dad, Chris Ledoux. But Ned, I remember being completely mesmerized by that music video as a kid. It was at that slow build. There's pyro, the crowd losing their minds, your dad running all over the stage. It's an amazing story. On top of all of that, there's a mechanical bull. I don't have anywhere to go with that. I just felt like I needed to share that with you.
I just
loved
it.
Yeah,
and you know, it's a great song. You know, and a lot of people kind of consider that my dad's signature song. And they would be right in saying that or thinking that.
On your new album, which is Next in Line and available now, you do a your own spin on your dad's homegrown Western Saturday Night. What was the thought process behind that one?
Well, one thing when I sat out to, you know, start recording albums and stuff, one thing I want to do on any project that I put out is record one of my dad's songs. The first album, there's two of them on there, and I recorded This Cowboy's Hat and also Johnson County War. That's on the Sagebrush album. It's like a tip of the hat to my dad.
Nice. Let's can we spin it? Can we do Homegrown Western Saturday Night? Can we spin that?
Sure, man.
All right, let's do it. Ned Ledoux, his take on his dad's Homegrown Western Saturday Night. We got more with Ned coming up.
RTX Live with Buddy Logan.
If you ever miss an interview, remember, we are getting them uploaded. The all-new Radio Texas Live podcast. Search Buddy Logan's Air Check on Spotify, Apple, Google, anywhere you listen to your podcast. We're there for you with the biggest names in Texas and red dirt. All right, big show tonight. Ned Ledoux making his Radio Texas Live debut. We got a lot more to get to, and we're also going to debut his brand new song, Dance With Your Spurs On. But first, Statesboro Review. Yeah, we'll talk. Ned Ledoux on with us. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. I know we're talking about your dad a lot, and I got a couple more things I actually do want to talk about your dad. $5 fine for whining, amazing song. And I used to actually close out my show back when I was probably 19 or 20, early 2000s. I was on, and I would close out every show with $5 fine for whining. We weren't even playing on it. This was a contemporary country radio station. It was, and I'd drop in little bits of phone calls and stuff that had happened throughout the show, and it was just awesome.
Yeah, that's a good song, and even better video.
Yes,
I've never seen the video for that one. Oh, it's great.
Ned Ledoux with us. Ned, a few years ago, we shared a video on our website, radiotexaslive.com. It was at the 2017 7th Annual Chris Ledoux Days. You and your pop's hometown of Casey, Wyoming. Cody Johnson headlined one night, and you were up there on stage with him, and you guys covered 10 Seconds in the Saddle. Cody said afterward, we played the Opry this year and I wasn't as excited as I was tonight.
Yeah.
That's amazing, right? You guys, so Cody was more excited to be in your hometown with you singing one of your dad's songs than he was at the Opry. Have you and Cody maintained a pretty close relationship?
Yeah, we do our best to keep in touch, you know, with a random text message or something like that. And I think that was the first time I'd ever met him. And we just hit it off right away. You know, we got to talking and hanging out. And I just remember he kind of leaned back and looked at me and said, we got the same lingo, like the way we can talk with each other. It's I don't know if it's kind of this ranch and cowboy way of talking, but he's like, man, I can understand everything you're talking about, you know.
That's awesome.
It was a real treat having Cody play up in KC and to have him say something like that, man, that's pretty cool.
That is really cool. Let's spin some code, Joe. We got more with Ned Ledoux coming up.
Radio Texas live.
Ned Ledoux hanging out with us tonight. And Ned, last year you got to open up for Garth Brooks.
Yeah, we got to open up for Garth a couple of times. First time was in Nashville. He invited us down there. And we actually just got back from Vegas playing the National Finals Rodeo. And I thought we were going to be done, you know, for the rest of the year, you know, and be at home for the holidays and all that stuff. And we had just got home and my manager calls me, hey, what are you going to be doing in like 3 or 4 days? I said, I don't know, maybe start my Christmas shopping or something.
Right.
He said, well, how about we wait on that? We've been invited to go open up for Garth in Nashville, you know, like in 4 days. And I said, oh, okay. So it was great to, you know, share the stage with him. And the second time we opened up for him in Indianapolis for the National FFA convention, and it was at the Lucas Oil Stadium where the Colts play.
That's amazing. And how many people?
I think it was something like 65,000.
Jeez. Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it was intimidating enough just to look at the empty seats and just knowing that they were going to be full.
Right.
But it was great to open for Garth. He's got such a good soul.
Of course, your dad, Chris Ledoux, and Garth Brooks were famously good friends. And of course, he dropped the Chris Ledoux line in Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old. Is that kind of a song? Did that kind of help Chris?
Yeah, I think that it helped Dad's career out tremendously. I mean, he'd tell you himself. But I think it helped both of them. You know, having Dad's name in that song, you know, introduced my dad's fans to Garth Brooks. And then it also introduced, you know, the millions of fans that Garth had to my dad. It was a start of a great friendship, that's for sure.
Radio Texas Live, it's Buddy Logan. Ned Ledoux on with us tonight. Ned, I'm looking at your schedule here. You're going to be back out on the road. You've got a show. You're actually playing in one of my affiliates. You'll be in Grand Junction, Colorado, Warehouse 2565. They sponsor Radio Texas Live there in Grand Junction. So if you guys are listening, August 15th, you're in Grand Junction. Be sure to check them out live.
Yeah, we're excited to get back on the road and hopefully everything, you know, stays put, you know, instead of,
yes,
you know, getting out there and driving 500 miles and showing up at the gate and say, well, sorry, boys, we had to cancel this one. But the good thing about most of these dates is they're outside. And so, you know, people can have fresh air and social distance themselves. And eventually things will get back to normal. We'll be out there shaking hands and giving hugs and all that stuff once again. But just try to be as safe as we can.
Ned Ledoux hanging out with us. The new album, Next in Line, is out right now. Let's spin the title track. Let's do Next in Line. Anything you want to tell us about this song, Ned?
Well, I wrote this song. It came from a poem that my father-in-law had started. The idea, basic idea is, you know, you got all these family farms and family ranches out there that have been in the same family for generations. And you just hope that the next generation or the next in line take an interest in carrying that tradition on instead of just saying, man, we got a lot of property here. You know, we could sell the cows and maybe break this property up and put homes and businesses on it. But just remember where you came from and the work that, you know, your ancestors, your grandparents put into it. So don't sell out and move away.
Check it out. Next in Line, Ned Ledoux on Radio Texas Live.
Well, the cabin's all done and the branding's through.
I should have never held on
Ned Ledoux on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Ned, your new album, Next in Line, out now. We're going to debut your new single, Dance with Your Spurs On, a song that you do with Corb London. You co-wrote it. You guys co-wrote it together?
Yeah. Yeah, and we came up with this idea. Actually, Corb had the basic idea that he sent to me probably about 2.5 years ago. And I was like, man, that's a good idea for a song. And so we worked on it for the next few months, and then we ended up getting real busy, you know, with touring and schedules to stick with. And so the songwriting kind of got put on the shelf for a while. But then when things kind of slowed down and I was back into writing and writing stuff for this new album, I came across the notes for Dance With Your Spurs On. And so I got a hold of Corb. I said, man, I found these notes. We got to finish this song. It's a great idea. So basically what the song's about is just living life to the fullest in the cowboy way, and give this life everything you got, because we only got the one life.
Let's spin it. Ned Ledoux, Dance With Your Spurs On. Ned, thank you so much for your time, man. Good catching up.
Well, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
RTX Live with Buddy Logan.
Take your coffee bitter, cook your beef steak rare, drink your whiskey straight,